Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning, Paul Andrigo here. The series is Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered, but the channel is the one you want to remember, realestatepodcastshow.com. Big week in the world of podcasting, and not just podcasting, but just technology, and anyone who's a fan of how things are changing. Literally right under our feet, and as we move ahead into this new decade, which I think it's fair to say has certainly put a pretty large speed bump up in front of all of us with the arrival of COVID-19. It's something that a lot of people are dealing with, and obviously I hope none of you are, but if you are, I do hope that you are on the journey to wellness and that you're taking good care of yourselves and those who need you. So this podcast for me is one that I've been working on for a while, but of course the news where Joe Rogan has moved his podcast exclusively to Spotify. And the reports are something in the range of 100 million or more. So let's just say 100 plus million is involved in this podcast licensing situation, which is what it is. They're not buying his podcast. According to him, it is right from his podcast. It is, and I'm an avid watcher for many reasons, which I'll explain. But it's a multi-year licensing agreement, which is his way of moving the show to wherever he wishes, which is what you can do when you have your own show. And not only do I wish him the absolute best of success, I also wish anyone who's going through this process and sticks it out. So if you were to go to YouTube right now and go back to the early episodes, you'll see that there's a lot of progression that happened. There's a lot to the journey, which again, I would love to hear more. And Joe, if you're listening, I would love to have you on my show and hear the story behind, not just I've watched enough of your shows to know that you've got you were inspired by others who were doing the podcast, and you've had some of those guys on the show, which is really sort of a tip of the hat to others who've done it. But it's fair to say that you took it and you definitely did what I like to do with my own career and take it one level above. So it's certain that you're definitely making a pretty big splash in the pond for anybody, any of us that have a podcast, that are recording from our couches. For me, it's a 5x5 space in my basement, which I call my studio, and it's a nice, quiet, secluded area where I can do these recordings fairly distraction-free. We've got kids in the house. Sometimes they visit. Sometimes the dog barks in the background. I'm okay with that. I don't think anything I'm saying will be affected by that. So the first thing I want to talk about is, again, something I've been saying for a while, which I think is more true now than it was, even a week ago, and it'll probably be more true next week, is that 2020 is the decade of the podcast. I've been working on my particular podcast for 2 years, so not anywhere near what Joe's put in and not anywhere near the amount of episodes. I'm probably close to 300 when you mix in a bunch of the different things I've done, plus the actual episodes that I've counted. So watching, again, talking about Joe Rogan's show, watching the progression from what it was to what it is, trying to figure out what is the common element. Now, I think the common element for anybody who is interested in anything is that you cannot ever be boring. And I'm sure that is the last word you think of if you've seen some of his podcasts. So for that, and this is stuff that I've learned from him, from others, and what really works. Being interested instead of interesting, I think is also very important. So the fact that he's had people on from NASA, Elon Musk, of course, musicians, other people that he's interested in, so that it's not ever hardly about him. I mean, there's not really much for that matter that is said about him. It's a lot to do with perhaps, some of the stuff that he goes through, comedy, fitness, things that he's passionate about, which is oddly enough, many of the same things that I'm passionate about coming from a very active sports background. I played rugby for 10 years of my life, worked in a fitness club for 10 years, so I've proven that those are things that are important to me. But going into real estate was something that also was a passion and still is. And the podcast sort of helps me become the storyteller for all of those things. And from the response that I've had so far from you guys and the number of people that have joined me on the show, people that I would maybe never have met, including recently, I just had someone from a Netflix series, an active, very popular Netflix series, Working Moms. Had one of the stars from the show. I've had the VIP, I would call the premier concierge for the top rock stars, the top actors, musicians, CEOs, as a guest on my podcast many times. I've had actual musicians on my podcast, many, many, many small business owners. That's a big thing for me, is creating something where I can have them on. So, again, sticking to the topic, the progression of the Joe Rogan podcast from where it was in the beginning to what it is now, and perhaps where it's going, I don't know the answer to that. All I can tell you is that as a fan of the process, as a student of the behind the scenes of music, movies, and podcasts, again, and business as well, especially in my own business, is the behind the scenes of what goes into a successful sale and also what goes into an unsuccessful sale, because I track all that stuff. And by the way, there's some that are going on right now that I would call unsuccessful solds, meaning that they're properties that may be sold but may not close for a variety of reasons. I get emails from you guys, and these are real, actual emails from people emailing me, did I pay too much or did I not get enough? And these are for real addresses. And again, it could possibly be an agent screwing around. I'll say that possibly. But the timing of it sometimes is usually too, it's too, it's too, it's, they're too connected. It's usually a few days after the sale. And for some reason, this person either discovered me after or just, again, probably had their own reasons. And again, I don't get involved with any of that. I don't chase anybody. For me, it's everything is about attracting what you think about. So for me, I think about the kind of clients that I don't have to watch or chase after, especially after 20 years of doing this. So that's what I see again in the podcast. I see a lot of that kind of interest, and of course the persistence. And this is probably the biggest thing, is the fact that, again, if you see the early episodes, the early Joe Rogan podcast, they're very raw. Similar to many of my podcasts, maybe some you've heard recently. Some of my podcasts I've done in the car. Some of them I've done while walking and the wind was a little too strong. It's just sort of where I feel like, especially in my type of work, where a lot of my best conversations are sort of on the go. They're in coffee shops, they're at a busy house, they're on the way. Like yesterday, I had an incredible conversation I would have loved to be record and share with you about people where with these amazing people who I'm selling their house, and I had them take me on a neighborhood walk. And I love doing this because I get to hear about all the great stories of the neighborhood, the history, and I get to meet people sometimes on these walks that have even better stories, some of these stories are not, you know, on the internet. They're not available. So when I take people for a walk around the neighborhood, I can actually point out this person is so-and-so, that person's there, talk about stories about those areas. Because for me, that's way more interesting than just pointing at the open house or looking at the for sale sign, the MLS regurgitated descriptions, none of which, again, are going to get you out of your seat. So for me, those stories, and these are all stories that I don't have published. I don't have anything out there. You can't go searching for them. They just, you can't find them that way. That's not how it works. You do have to be with me on my, which I've always had these versions of a tour called my 10 lofts in a day, 10 condos in a day, 10 houses in a day, where we go walking around neighborhoods, getting to know. I do the walking around or biking, and you can join me or you can drive, your choice. In Toronto, I try not to drive. So there's that. So I've kind of adapted that now to the, you know, today's requirements. I call them the 10-foot version of those tours. So we're 10 feet away from each other at all times. I've got my masks, I've got my gloves, and you should too, just to be extra careful. But again, people who have to move still should. I don't subscribe to the theory where anyone in my business in real estate is telling you what to or not to do. That is stepping over the line. I've seen people actually put in writing, you shouldn't be moving right now, blah, blah, blah. It's not, stay in your lane, okay? You know who you are. Stay in your lane, mind your business, let people live their lives. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what kind of place they're living. You're coming from an entitled place when you talk about that. You don't know where they're living. They could be living in a, you know, a moldy, dungy basement, and they just want to get out from there. So do not make that judgment. If someone's ready to make their move, buying or selling, just, if you're a professional, you can do it professionally, or if not, just, again, let those of us who can, let us do it. So, again, part one for me of today's discussion is about just the importance of, again, that podcast realization, how important this medium is, not only for, again, the celebrities that we don't really know, and I'm hoping one day Joe Rogan joins me on my show, and I'd love to, again, share his story here. If it ever happens, I'll be extremely happy about it. But in the meantime, I want to make sure you guys realize that your story should be being told on my podcast, meaning when I'm selling one of your properties, that you're being featured on my podcast, as you will, as you see on realestatepodcastshow.com right now. There is a live podcast walkthrough of a property, which is not just me telling you about the property, but me having the owners of the property tell you about it, which is something that's very unique. It's not something that's being done on top of course, 3D virtual tours and all that other great stuff. So that was part one of today's podcast. So today's part two has to do with, have you ever noticed why so many comedians make great podcasters? I've noticed it over the years. Most of my favorite podcasts are, in fact, comedians that are out there. Joe Rogan's one of them. Bobby Lee's show's great. The Fighter and the Kid is great. The Will Sasso guest walk-ons are amazing. So a shout out to Will. Those are just some of the funniest podcasts I've ever seen. Again, Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub, Theo Vaughn, Tom Segura, all that group of comedians that somehow all sort of jumped into the idea of we're going into this full steam. And I think for a lot of reasons, with a lot of collaboration and hopefully, again, helping each other climb that ladder, podcasting is, again, just way more known than it was, you know, 5 years ago or 2 years ago, for that matter. It's a much bigger arena now, and there's a lot of room for more people because, again, if you have stories to tell and they're interesting and it's not about you, it's a really great medium, which is the whole purpose of, for me, explaining why it's so important for all of you in the Toronto, GTA, anywhere around Ontario, making sure you guys understand how important your stories need to be told. Because, again, there is something that goes behind pretty much every door that you walked in that you decided you wanted to live there. There's a story that goes along with that. And I am interested in telling that story. I don't need to be telling any of my stories. I don't need to be talking about any of my souls. It's not interesting as far as I'm concerned, and it actually bores me to talk about, which is one of the things I've been thinking about for a while, and it's something that I'm actually going to go ahead with, is I am not going to be posting any information about any awards that I win from this point on. I've been doing that for 20 years. I think I've got all the ones I ever wanted and a few I didn't even know I was getting, and none of that stuff really, you know, helps the conversation happening. It's not interesting to me. I think I would rather be more interested in finding out about, you know, your new job, your announcements, things that are important to you, and again, help share those stories. And of course, when it comes to your properties, for me, there's always some interesting stories that are there about it that need to be told that, again, probably haven't been before, especially going back to the history of the house. And I actually go way into this when I'm doing it. So I'll get into that another time. But again, comedians and podcasts, I think the main factor, the thing that sort of connects all of those things is, of course, these are people, and I know quite a few comedians, and I know that they're comfortable on stage. They're certainly comfortable with the idea of rejection, meaning, like, you know, you're sometimes going to bomb on stage. I've heard Dave Chappelle, who would probably have an incredible podcast if he did it. And of course, Dave, you're always welcome here. You are a legend. You actually filmed a movie in Toronto. And I know someone who was in one of your movies, and again, heard nothing but good things, and I've always been a fan. Your skits are incredible. So the sort of the, I think the advanced thinking on your feet, and of course the fact that, of course, you know, you're used to, you know, being in front of an audience, and you understand that even though the people are out there and they, you can't always interact with them, you do know that you're going to probably upset a few people, you're probably going to make some people laugh, and you're probably going to, you know, be neutral to other people. It's interesting to me because I do talk about the podcast that I like with people when I'm out and, you know, out in the neighborhood socializing, talking to different business owners about ideas. I invite them on my podcast, and they say, you know, what podcasts I listen to, and I mention a few, and they'll say, oh, I don't like listening to him. He's, you know, his stance on this and that and the other, and I don't like that one because of this, that, and the other. And I always kind of, in my head, the way I process that comment is that, okay, so you listen to that person, but you don't like them. Is that correct? And usually they look at me funny saying, well, yeah. And I'm like, well, I guess then it doesn't matter because it clicks, you know, it counts as a click and it counts as a listen. And hopefully if you're not too, you know, and I guess the word will be called, if you've got some empathy, if you're able to sort of understand someone else's point of view, you're actually going to make yourself, I think, a stronger, you know, a stronger argument for what you believe in if you're able to be open and you're not just, you know, instantly casting an opinion on something. And I'll end with this one last story. Some of you may know this story, but Elvis Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, and I believe this is a true story. Apparently, at concerts, he would sell two types of buttons. One button would say, I love Elvis on it, or I heart Elvis, and the other one was, I hate Elvis. And apparently, at his concerts, he sold both of those buttons. So the fact is that whether you liked Elvis or not, number one, you bought the ticket to the show, and B, apparently a lot of those I hate Elvis buttons really sold well. So I don't understand, again, obviously, either way, whether you bought either one, you know, the colonel got paid, and that was the point. So to be, again, to be understanding of, again, someone's podcast, even someone that, again, maybe that you know that's starting a podcast, be understanding of it, be supportive, maybe, again, offer to be a guest on there, have me on as a guest. And that's something that I'm really, it's really important for me to be as available for you guys who are starting podcasts, as well as those of you who, you know, have really interesting stories to share on my podcast. So for me, it's a very collaborative thing, which is also, I think, the key between musicians and comedians. And again, what I'm trying to bottle, so to speak, in my own experience, is that storytelling experience sort of bottled in there with collaboration with interesting people, great stories, again, some jokes, some stuff that's going to be, controversial. I get it, but at the same time, I guess, from enough of an old school, I'm in my late 40s, if that's important to you, where at one time you had to ask someone for their opinion. It wasn't just instantly offered. Social media, unfortunately, has changed the order of things where you don't have to ask anymore for someone's opinion. They sometimes start with that. And it usually means that there's almost a complete lack of empathy because whatever their opinion is, and I'm going to say this out loud because I've used this before and it works, is if someone's coming at you with a really strong opinion and you might not even, believe it or agree with it, if you just say to that person, you know what? You're right. They'll look at you for a moment, they'll be completely stopped, and then you can sort of ask them, so why do you believe that? And where is that from? And then eventually, if you have one that you'd like to throw into the mix, if you need your voice to be heard, of course you can. But usually at that point, you'll know from that reaction, if there's any reaction at all, you know that there's probably someone there who's possibly just, again, really wants to have their voice heard and doesn't care about your opinion. But if they do actually give you a chance to speak and they actually do, use the philosophy of two ears and one mouth and listen twice as much as you speak, it's a good sign that a good conversation can come out of it. And that's almost for me a given. If someone's really got a one-sided opinion where they have no flexibility, no empathy whatsoever, I do the thing where I have no problem ignoring that person, even if I'm in the same room, and it could sometimes even be family members. I'll say that out loud too, is I just pretend if someone's really not truly a family member for me, as I've got friends who are closer than some of my family. So for me, I've always thought about it this way, where if someone is, again, really genuinely, they care for you and they want the best for you, and they're going to, encourage you and refer you to other people, especially in my business. That's sort of how I get to eat. Those kind of people for me will always be the ones where I want to hear more about you. And if I value your opinion, then I would love to hear more of it. But if you don't value mine, and of course, you come at me with either something very aggressive or you start off as a troll. On a Facebook post, which, by the way, I'm just telling you, if you see any of my Facebook posts, and again, I do sponsored posts sometimes because, yeah, I like putting food on my family's table. I like supporting my wife who's legally blind. I'm the sole, I'm the sole provider for the house. So, I have to do what I have to do to make ends meet. So sometimes I do that. So just so you know, to comment on one of my posts is optional. You don't have to go out of your way to say, what is this garbage doing on my Facebook page? Which is the weirdest thing I see, because it's not on your Facebook page. I don't own the Facebook page. You don't own it. It's owned by Facebook. That's why in front of your name is facebook.com, in case you didn't realize. So we're sort of all using the platform. Some of us are paying for advertising, some of us are not, but you're using it. So in an essence, the theory is, if you're not paying for something, then you're the product. So you have to think of it that way. So this is business for a lot of people. But again, commenting, especially the negative ones, I mean, I usually laugh at them, so that part's fine. But again, totally optional. You don't even have to say anything. You can just keep scrolling. That's also weird for some people to just keep going past something they're not comfortable with. Again, I find it comical, or I find it funny to talk about, but obviously for some people, they take it very seriously, stuck in their dungeons, madly typing away. Maybe someone's doing that as I speak, or maybe as I'm doing this podcast. Not a great way to spend your life. Go out and get some sunshine and maybe get a workout. I just got mine. So yeah, today's podcast was all about, again, the Joe Rogan experience and the again, the amazing news for him. And again, that's something where, again, whether I know him or not, and I'm hoping one day I will, to me that is just great for anybody who is in podcasting, who's thinking about, what can happen from not being boring, being curious about other people and being interested in them, not just being interesting, on a microphone, and then being persistent. I think those three things help me, anyways, help me summarize sort of the journey, the Joe Rogan journey. Anybody who's ever been in any started small business, podcasting, you name it, it's universal. So hopefully, if you're those three things and you're ready to join me on my show, I would love to have you, love to tell your story, and again, have me on your show. That's how all this stuff works, and works, I think, really well when we are doing it and it's consistent. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.